Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting second, the left fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting third, the right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Mike Howard. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ed Lynch. For the Atlanta Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting second, the center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third, the right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dale Murphy. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bruce Benedict. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Rafael Ramirez. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Pascual Perez. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Pascual Perez. And now, play ball. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Perez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is hit by the pitch. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Royster moves to second. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Royster moves to third. Two outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks strikes out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Benedict settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pascual Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Howard. Perez reaches second base with a double. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Royster hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valentine strikes out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Benedict settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Giles applying the tag. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 1 in the game. Horner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murphy moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murphy moves to third. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0-for-1 in the game. Benedict hits a fly ball into left field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Giles reaches second base with a double. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Perez, and towards Royster, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Giles moves to third. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pascual Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Perez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Giles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner juggles the ball. That's an error on Horner. Valentine moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Perez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Lynch covering, for the out. Two outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Royster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Giles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0 for 2 in the game. Benedict hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentine throws the ball into Kingman, who tags Ramirez trying to return to first, for the out. Chambliss moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Murphy throws the ball into Royster, who tags Baylor, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Pascual Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Royster bunts towards the mound. Lynch fields it and throws to first for the out. Perez moves to second. One out. Larry Huesenten pinch hits for Brett Butler. Larry Huesenten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huesenten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Perez moves to third. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Huesenten now playing left field. Dale Murphy now playing center field. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Royster misplays the ball. That's an error on Royster. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks moves to third. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Mike Howard. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive towards first. Chambliss catches it and steps on first to double up Hodges. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mukie Wilson now playing center field. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horner takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hubbard pinch runs for Bob Horner. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard now playing second base. Jerry Royster now playing third base. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Giles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. George Foster pinch hits for Ed Lynch. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-4 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Staub reaches second base with a double. Ron Gardenhire pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Steve Bedrosian now pitching. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Pat Zachary now pitching. Ron Gardenhire now playing shortstop. Bob Baylor now playing left field. Rufino Linares pinch hits for Bruce Benedict. Rufino Linares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Linares hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Biff Pocoroba pinch hits for Steve Bedrosian. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba takes first base on ball 4. Matt Sinatro pinch runs for Biff Pocoroba. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Royster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Ramirez trying to get to home. Baylor throws the ball into Hodges, who tags Ramirez, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Sinatro moves to second. Two outs. Terry Harper pinch hits for Larry Huisenten. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brooks. Sinatro scores. Royster moves to third. Harper moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 1, Braves, 1. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Washington is walked intentionally. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Royster scores. Harper moves to third. Washington moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.